Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Little Joe Cocker bringing this back. Mad Dog Englishman there. I like his rock and roll. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff that will help you with, regardless of whether you got something you're frightened about or something you're excited about. We got, or anywhere in between, we got something that you can read or listen to there and ask a question. You can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question. All that's right off the homepage. You can find out how we're on all of our social media links that you can follow us on. If you want us to follow you home, we'll do that. So check it all out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that John Audette has deposited with us over the years. And by the way, John is the father of Adam Audette, who's become a recent member of our Brain Trust. Very, very smart young man. I know John's very proud of. John is the founder and the CEO of 406 Strategies. And John, we're talking about online couponing, and you gave us a pretty good little tour of the landscape in the last segment. Now you've come up with some what you call do's and don'ts about online couponing. What is one of the? Let's alternate. What is one thing that absolutely you should do if you're thinking about online couponing, folks? If you're not familiar, online couponing. Well, John, you give us the definition of online couponing.
Well, online couponing would be the special offers issued by some of the online vendors that we've all gotten to know about. Groupon, you know, is the big one, and Living Social is right behind them. And then Facebook and Google have recently announced deals. And you know, basically people sign up by email and they get 50%, maybe even 90% off on some product or service that your company offers.
It's a way of using social media and aggregating prospects to drive traffic, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, it drives. But really the key thing to remember, and that leads nicely into a do, please, remember that it drives top-end traffic. It drives top-end revenues. And that doesn't always translate to bottom-end revenues. And one of the main do's is, remember, the main purpose of a promotion like this is to give you an opportunity to build a relationship with a new customer. So before you embark on something like this, have a plan in place to be able to correspond with these new people that you're meeting in your business. Maybe an email campaign that you sign them up for. Of course, the coupon company has their emails. But the goodness that can come out of this has to be longer term, and it has to be that you gained a new customer, because you're going to lose money on it short term.
If you're a small business, you're not in the volume business typically. And I say volume, okay, you may think it's volume, but it's not really volume. If you're a small business, most small business owners need to be focusing on relationships and grow their volume through relationships. And if you make an offer like an online coupon, you got to make if you're not convinced that activity is going to introduce you to the kind of people you can build a relationship with, then it's a bad deal for you, John.
Well, and Jim, what's happened is these online couponing sites have formed kind of like this group of monsters who are chronic bottom feeder one-offs who have no intention of ever coming back to your business.
Right.
And they're just there to redeem that coupon, and they're just complete opportunists. And so you don't necessarily get the highest quality traffic. And I found at least 5 documented cases where businesses went out of business or filed for bankruptcy shortly after a large Groupon promotion.
Well, see, this is what I've been trying to explain to small business owners now for 13 and a half years, John, and that is that you're not Walmart. The phone book is not your prospect list. You should be focusing on those people who like what you do, who like who you are, you and your people, the values of your company, and who are willing to pay the premium that you have to charge as a small business owner to stay in business, because they like the idea of doing business with you, not just your product, but the idea of doing business with you. Everybody's not going to like that. And if you have to give it away to get people to come in your door, don't be surprised if those people don't come back unless you give it away again.
Yeah, well, that's right. And like an old boss of mine said, you know, when you deeply discount your services or your products, you know, you don't really buy yourself a new market. You just rent it. And what? You rent it only as long as you're willing to offer those discounts.
And you're renting it, and the rent you're paying for that, it may be the equity it's eroding out of your business that could take you down. And give us something not to do. Make sure we don't do when you're doing couponing.
Well, don't become so infatuated with the traffic in the top line. Now, I'm reiterating this in a way that you lose sight of the true goal of the business, which is bringing revenues to the bottom line. You just have to, that has to translate. And I think what the salesmen take advantage of and indeed exploit it is every small business dreams of all these new customers. And what's happened is, I mean, they'll go out and they'll sell 4,000 or 5,000 coupons where you have the ability to handle maybe 1,000, and you get just completely buried.
Right.
And you get swamped.
Remember this, John. While you're being buried with those people who are clamoring for that deep discount, those people are preventing you from serving the customers that were already that customer I just described a couple of minutes ago that are still coming back to your business and are paying the premium. You know, those people are seeing this. These new people are in the way. They may prevent you from serving your other customers, and your long-term customers are saying, wait a minute, how come I didn't get a 50% off coupon?
That's exactly right, and it can create such chaos. I read one story where on the last day of the coupon, where it was expiring, it got to be so chaotic, they actually had to call the police.
Wow. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about some more do's and don'ts with our good friend John Audette. John, give us your website, please.
It's 406strategies.com, and the blog is right there. There's a link to it. Just /blog.
The number 406strategies.com. John Audette and I will be right back. We're talking about online couponing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.